Maddie, sous chef Johnny, and celebrity chef Pogo, and he's going to walk us through another legendary meal. Pogo, what are you making for us tonight, my friend?
So, if we were going to call it anything, I would call it Canadian Chinese food takeout home style version. I don't want to say it's authentic Chinese. I don't want to say anything other than it's kind of like Chinese takeout. Only, this is what my brother and I do at home all the time, very often on Christmas Eve. Anyway, from there, let's go on to the ingredients we're going to use.
Yeah, show us.
I was going to say, I've heard about this Christmas dinner, or there's their Christmas Eve dinner, I should say, for years and years and years. I'm very excited to see how this all turns out, because I love Canadian Chinese delivery, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm very excited to have it made fresh.
Yeah, I love Chinese food as well, and you know, Chinese food in the UK is kind of bastardized as well, I think. So, is that what we're getting today? Bastardized Chinese food?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Cool.
So what we're going to do is several dishes. We've got several breasts of chicken breast. We have some slices of beef.
Nice.
We have pork shoulder.
So three meats, and a three-meat meal.
That's going to make up the bulk of the meat we use.
Uh-huh. Very good.
In terms of vegetables, we got shebeen sprouts, bok choy, in this case, baby bok choy.
Delicious.
Classic.
We have celery, we have green and red pepper, green onions, crimini mushrooms.
Yeah. I see you got a bag of Takis there. Are they Chinese?
I don't know. I doubt it. I have ginger root.
So when we were at Walmart, Eglinton, and whatever, they had bags of ginger available. You know those like onion bags, netting? And there was like 8 in a bag. It's like, I'll never go through that much fucking ginger. So I noticed the sign that says it was sold by the pound. So I just ripped the bag open and grabbed one ginger root out of it.
Perfect! There you go.
38 gingers.
It is still a massive hunk of ginger. Anyways, we also have carrots. And then onions.
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 Again.
Oh, damn it.
Again.
UNG.
We have onions.
Yeah. Let's hope you chop those onions
and
nice
what
and
kind
small.
Of rice are we using?
We're just using regular white long grain rice.
It's Uncle Ben's converted rice.
Uncle Ben's converted rice, yes.
Converted from what?
Is it Uncle Ben's?
It used to be Jewish.
I thought it was just Ben's now or something. Anyway.
So I don't see a lot of chopping going on, but I do see a giant pile of food.
So yes, and then we have rice. And we will also have noodles.
Chef Pogo, I have a question.
Yes.
As we have many dishes on the menu tonight, is this going to be a tasting menu, or are we having it all at once?
Okay, so mostly it will be all at once. What we are going to cook is what might be called chicken fried rice. We are going to be cooking chicken chow mein.
With Cantonese, with Cantonese style noodles.
Nice.
And then we'll be having char, but Chinese barbecue pork or char suey. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Fair enough.
We do otherwise. We were going to. I had asked you about the wonton noodles. And what I wanted was egg roll wraps.
Oh,
you know
which I ended up finding today.
Excellent.
At the last second when I had already decided we were not going to have that as part of the recipe today.
Perfect.
Nicely done, dude. Very nice.
But what we do have is maybe something even better. John and I grew up in Ottawa, and there's this place we both had a paper route, the same paper route. He passed it down to me back in the days when kids delivered newspapers.
A what? Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. On the restaurant route was this place, and they would tip us every time we went to collect money for the whatever monthly subscription they had for the newspaper.
Chinese News Weekly?
And we would use those tips to buy their egg rolls.
Hey, nice.
And so we love the egg rolls. We have our entire lives, and we have some of those from the same store in Ottawa that we used to deliver papers to, called Hung Fat.
Nice.
Which is on Montreal Road, I believe, in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Pandemic, I'm feeling a little hung fat myself, to be honest.
We're all hanging some fat.
Yeah.
Anyways, that will be having. We're not making it. I could have made it. I found the ingredients too, but it was too last minute, so we're skipping that.
And the thing about these egg rolls is they're unlike. These egg rolls from Hung Fat are unlike any egg roll you've ever tasted. And, like, I've tried egg rolls from every other place outside of Ottawa, and I can't fucking find egg rolls that taste like this.
One notable feature is, I don't know what you would call it, open-ended, I guess. Where a lot of egg rolls you'll buy have the pinched ends of roll. These don't. And they're deep fried without those ends. And
all the egg falls out.
It doesn't.
They have this mixture that deep fries perfectly with the ends cut off. And it's just more egg roll is what it is. They fill the whole sheet instead of pinching it off.
So it's like a like an Asian taquito.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there. It sounds like a lot of dishes. I don't think you can do it. That's crazy.
Together, myself tonight with sous chef Johnny, we will get this done.
Amazing.
We have done it, as we said at the outset, on Christmas Eves of the years gone by.
And I love to prove wrong.
We'll do this.
Let's do it.
I just realized we're missing an ingredient, but we'll skip over it.
Oh, no.
What
and we can cut this out of the concept.
What did we miss?
Cilantro.
Oh.
Or coriander.
Oh.
As it might be called.
What would you have put that in?
The chicken chow mein for sure.
Chicken chow mein, yeah.
And I'll point out, we're in the brand new kitchen of Chef Pogo here, looking good.
Yep.
There's a beautiful sunset out the window. This is our first episode we're recording in the new space. And I'm looking forward to it. Hope all of our listeners have been staying safe and eating well.
The other ingredients we'll be using, of course, are eggs for egg stuff.
egg stuff.
Sure.
Love egg stuff.
Love
the
egg
stuff. The other thing we'll be using is eggs. We'll need some cornstarch. We'll want, what do we want for seasoning? Five spice. We definitely want some Chinese five spice, which is a mixture of ingredients that I will include wherever we post this.
Yeah.
And otherwise.
Is forgetting the coriander as bad as forgetting the potatoes in a roast?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not that bad. It was a minor oversight, and I was staring at it. But John and I were bitching about what we needed to get, and I was just like, not going to bring it up.
Swearing.
Just a little reference to episode one, you know, if you want to check out the back catalogue.
Shameless self.
So I heard Pogo talk about how he finishes this meal, but it certainly doesn't look started.
Right.
Beautiful pile.
First thing we're going to do is marinate shit.
All right.
Sous Chef Johnny
enters the kitchen. Look at this. We're down to business.
Chuck us a Guinness, bro.
So what we decided is we are going to marinate first, of course.
Look at Johnny. Hits the floor running. Look at him go. He's already...
And then as we're marinating, we're going to start chopping up all the vegetables and all of the meat pieces. Obviously, some of the meat pieces will be cut first because we're marinating them, right? Mm-hmm. I've gone and should probably restate that whole thing.
Okay. Do it. Go for it, bud. And then I'm going to ask you
a question. I can't remember what I was saying, though.
Oh.
We're going to... Oh, fuck. I've totally lost my train of thought.
I'm going to tell you that General Tao chicken is one of my all-time top Chinese dishes. It's my favorite. It's crispy, it's spicy. I love it. Saucy, delicious sauce to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to tuck into that one.
Yeah.
So what is it we're doing then? We're doing two chicken breasts for the General Tao's chicken or General...
I do have a marinating question.
Oh.
Can you over-marinate meat? Like, what if I left it in there for a week? Does it make a difference, or...?
I mean, I think if you left it in for a week, it would be emaciated nothingness.
Right, okay, like, it would just break down and just dissolve. Yeah, I mean,
depending on what it was you were doing. Like, we're going to be slicing thin pieces of beef and marinating those. If you left that in, it would be pate by the end of the week.
Right, okay.
I love pate.
I think I want to try it now.
But it would be like... Asian flair,
even better
seasoning,
yeah.
Pate.
Fuck you, French.
It would also
Asian
be
flair.
Interesting.
It would also kill you if you left meat.
And yeah, it would probably not be good for you. No, there's ways that you can cure meats and stuff.
But
anyways, but marinating is a part of curing.
I read that the Pope cured a hand.
Huh? Jesus cured a leper.
Oh, you laugh at his jokes.
Well, it was just random.
I did like it, though. That was good. That was good.
All right, so at the moment, my brother, or sous chef Johnny, mm-hmm. is cutting up some chicken breast. He appears to be cutting them into medallion-ishy chunks.
That's what the lady showed on YouTube.
Oh, now, cool. what are you YouTubing for? Have you guys not made this for the better part of a decade?
Don't give that away.
This is John's.
I've never made General Tso's chicken before. This is the first attempt.
Oh, I'm kind of honored because it's my favorite dish and it's going to be the first time, so that's amazing.
First time I had beef Wellington was Chef Pogo's. My God,
too.
Was it good.
Yeah.
Woo. So here's a question in the new kitchen. Have you guys done a lot of extravagant big meals or have you just been... sort of ramping up to a bigger night like this? Have you guys... You've had hosted family and things, or...?
We had a faux Christmas dinner with beef.
John is playing this down. We had a three-rib prime roast.
Woo!
That I reverse-seared in the oven, and it came out beautifully.
I didn't know reverse-searing was a thing. What the heck is this?
Yeah. It's technically all the rage. Where that rock are you under?
I'm just learning about air fryers, my friend. I'm way behind the times.
So reverse searing is... so where people at home will be like, yeah, you gotta grill your steak, and they'll put it on the grill and they'll cook it the whole way on the grill. Well, most chefs will not cook a steak that way. Generally, you want to put it on the hot grill, get its grill marks on it, so it looks grilled and all.
Mm-hmm.
But you caramelize it by grilling it on a steak at first, searing it in, and then putting it in the oven to finish it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
To your desired likeness, whether it's rare, mid-rare, medium well, or well done. So with a reverse sear, you're doing the opposite. You're putting it in the oven first at a low temp, like 250, 230.
That's really low.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very low. What I had gauged for a particular size of meat, I did, for example, last night. I had a steak, and I reverse seared it. I set it to 250. I left it in the oven for 20 minutes, and then I had a pan burning hot, pulled it out, seared it on each side or on all sides, and then pulled it off, let it rest a bit, nice. And then ate it. And it was perfectly pink all the way through.
Foolproof steaks, isn't it?
It's foolproof, right? Mm. So if you're in a situation where someone likes a medium, but maybe doesn't like to admit to it, and someone likes a med rare, you put the med rare in the oven first, you know, you look at it, and it's like, okay, you're going to look at it, and, you know, maybe put it in for an extra 10 minutes before you put your med rare in, and then you sear them both at the end and serve them both at the same time perfectly.
So the beef tonight is for what? Beef and broccoli, did I hear?
Or is there
more beef?
So
meat,
we're going to do the beef and broccoli, which will have a very garlicky sauce. We're going to use a little bit of store-bought black bean sauce in there just because, whatever, it has the flavors that you want to get in there.
Yeah.
Yes, you can add the flavors separately, and had I wanted to spend more money, I could have, is basically what I'm getting at here. Because, yeah, we spent quite a bit on all these ingredients, obviously, and we decided, all right, we can use this. You know, this is what the ingredients are, and so on and so forth. And I have done this so many times, I just have a recipe in my mind that I use.
I did read somewhere that Japan have asked China to start making soy sauce for them. They have outsourced it.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
On that note, Pogo, do you have time for a quick listener email? I got one here on my phone.
Nice. Yeah.
And again, everyone who's contacted us on Facebook, thank you. Send your questions and your comments our way.
Love it.
Just finding it here. Oh, here. So it's Pablo, and he says he's an international listener. And he says, is there a food ethnicity that you love to make, and is there a food ethnicity that you do not like to eat? Good question, Pablo. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And maybe it's a cop-out, I don't know, but to be as simple as can be, I don't have a bias towards any kind of food, certainly on the basis of culture, but specifically, I don't really enjoy seafood too much. So obviously there are cultures that's either all they eat or most of what they eat is that, and I'm not as familiar with that type of food.
So do you not?
Is all I'm gonna say.
You don't eat a lot of sushi then, kind of thing.
I love sushi actually.
Okay.
Sushi's great, but I don't want to make it because my roommate is dead set against the smell of any seafood.
Why am I your brother in one sentence and a roommate in the
other sentence? It's just how the mood takes him, I guess.
Okay, so thank you for that email. And, you know, I'm going to read, I have a few here from a couple of fans. I'll read them as the night goes on and we'll spice those in. So what's the next step here? There's a lot of chopping and marinating.
So John appears to have finished cutting chicken up.
Is there anything?
He's put it in a dish and I'm just going to move it over there.
Thank you, Sous Chef Johnny.
I'm going to cut the pork shoulder.
Pork shoulder.
It's going to be the Chinese barbecue pork, or however you pronounce the original word.
So we're not ready.
Char sui or sui. I don't know.
So we don't need any steps yet with the oven or the stove or any of that.
If anyone wants to look at it.
The pork shoulder.
No, how to pronounce it?
Char sui. That's barbecue. Oh, char, yeah, char, see, how's it pronounced?
So anyway, save those peels.
What's the orange for, Johnny? Sous Chef Johnny?
Well, no, don't peel it off that way, though.
Uh-oh.
Shave it off.
No, it's going to come off however the fuck it comes off.
Or you can do it yourself, I guess, is the idea.
I mean, I'm going to do it with the other oranges, otherwise there's no orange juice for breakfast tomorrow.
Ah.
Wait, but the orange is going in a dish, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Which one?
General Tso chicken.
Is that normal? I don't.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Oh, no, yes. No. I'm hearing conflicting statements.
Well, I call it General Tso chicken, but it's called orange chicken. But orange chicken, you think of something more like
a
roasted chicken done orange with a blade and that shit.
Right.
This is General Tso chicken, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I don't know the difference between the marinade and the sauce.
I think it's peppers. I think chili peppers is the difference. But anyway.
Chili flakes in.
So, about the meat we're about to use for the marinating of the tarsaud?
I've already forgotten.
We're going to butcher these names.
Barbecue
for pork. For the barbecue pork. Anyways, so for the barbecue pork, the meat is pork shoulder, as I mentioned earlier. So why you want that? You can do it. You'll see recipes for it with pork tenderloin. But pork tenderloin, while tender, doesn't have a whole lot of fat.
Yeah, we need that fat, right? That's the flavor.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's going to bring the awesomeness to this dish, is the fat. And you're not going to eat chunks of fat. It's all going to be rendered, because we're going to cook it on high and basically brush it with the sauce as we cook it on high.
Nice.
But we're going to marinate it first.
Don't worry. I wore elasticated pants.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Matt and I both looked at that response from it, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
It means I'm ready to eat.
I may have also brought pants that can stretch, so I'm good to go, yeah.
We are relaxed, fit, ready to eat.
You put him in there.
Whoa, here we go, okay. Sous chef Johnny. Lights back. Okay.
Oh, I love this.
I mean, I allow him into my kitchen as a sous chef.
He does a good job.
I'll take that Guinness.
A good job, and it goes straight to his head.
My stuff, my chicken for the General's House chicken is marinating in a fridge for 30 minutes.
What's it marinating in, Johnny?
Salt and pepper and squeezed orange.
Okay.
Nice. Freshly squeezed orange.
Freshly squeezed orange. Okay, so now I'm excited. Pogo's got a big knife in hand. This is going to be a big chop fest, is it? This is going to be...
So all I've done is taken the string off of the pork. I'm now going to cut it into thick strips. So when I say thick, I'm thinking like 1 to 2 inches thick of strips. But it doesn't have to be anything close to precise.
There we go.
Oh, knife on the floor. Are you okay?
No, that's his expensive knife. Yeah, and he says, "Be careful with that knife."
Was there any arteries cut? Are we okay on that?
I have to pee.
All right.
All right.
And clean up any blood from the knife fall.
We gotta create the marinade, and so we're gonna marinate in a nice, decent-sized, medium bowl. I prefer one that's got a wide base because it's a lot of bits, and if it's deep, yeah, I tend to have to use more.
This marinade is which now? This is...
So this is for the barbecue pork.
For the barbecue pork?
Okay. I like a wide base.
So for the barbecue pork, we're going to grab... And again, this is a bastardized version, mostly because I'm low on ingredients here.
Oh boy.
What you pouring in there?
Gonna add some soy sauce.
Some soy sauce.
Did you say this was a prison food version of Chinese food?
Oh, no, Jesus!
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I would say about a quarter cup.
Okay.
Do you know how much Chinese noodles weigh? About 1 ton.
Okay, right, so now you're pouring in. Yes.
So I'm gonna add a little bit of brown sugar here.
No measurement. I like it.
I would say about a tablespoon.
Brown sugar? Are you making a cake?
To a quarter cup.
Okay. I'm using brown sugar in my stuff, too.
Okay. So these are all the meals that I would find in a Mandarin buffet, but really, really well done. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Basically. Made from scratch.
Or done the same way.
But better.
But not sitting in a buffet eating table.
Well, that's,
it's not sitting in a buffet eating table. Yeah, that's your big plus.
I always tell the story of the very last time I went to the Mandarin and decided it would be my last visit when, you know, luckily for the buffets, they have sneeze guards, right?
Yeah.
Which are not at child height. And I saw a child completely sneeze into one of the dishes, and I decided, you know what? This is pre-pandemic by a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but...
And that's why kids aren't allowed out of their mother's wombs anymore.
They're not?
First, we're going to add some oregano flakes. Fresh oregano if you want.
Sorry, do you mean oregano?
Yeah.
Oregano. Oregano.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You don't know how much I thank you. And then, just because I'm me, to it as well. Again, maybe a half teaspoon.
But again, it's very much you've... Now, did you originally look up any of these recipes, or you've just muddled your way through it and now you've perfected it?
I have looked up some of these recipes for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little bit of dried basil in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or basil.
Hey, he's getting it!
Basil and oregano, please.
And aluminium.
And aluminium.
And controversy.
Controversy and... all those other ones.
And potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
That's what that's going to get a bit of. And then we're going to go for some apple cider vinegar.
Ah, okay. So this is one of the more interesting ones I've seen in recipes lately. It's apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, I used to drink that. Oof. But I stopped.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's meant to be like a shot a day. It was meant to just be good for your stomach.
Did it work?
It is good for your stomach.
Yeah.
I've found.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, in the morning.
So, how do you make apple cider vinegar? Just let apples go bad?
More or less.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, you make some apple cider go bad.
Yeah.
You piss in it, I think. You leave it out in the sun.
Jesus. This isn't homemade apple cider vinegar, then. Okay, good.
I hope not. It just looks like a trucker's piss.
Oh, God.
Piss jugs.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to want to add a little salt. I tend to use kosher salt.
Ah, is there a reason for that?
Because of your heritage, right?
No, it's got absolutely nothing to do with my heritage.
What would your reasoning be, then?
It's because it has a different...
different salt.
Consistency?
It's got a different texture and consistency, and, you know, you pinch it in your hand, you can crush it fine. Like finer than regular salt, or you can just leave it as is. And
okay.
It's just nice and flaky.
Like my girlfriend.
Yeah. It reminds you of your girlfriend's
scalp.
Light and flaky.
I ruined a bunch of salt.
Ha. Ah.
Whoa, what was that?
Whoa.
What?
Why are you throwing the salt away?
What are you doing?
You put it in the pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not ruined. It's just peppery.
Did you fill your pepper container with salt?
You just made it better. You just made it better. Why'd you throw it away?
You could have just...
Where was I
going to
put it?
The salt shaker.
But the salt shaker's already full of salt.
That could be a trouble.
I don't know if that was...
I think we could have fixed that.
I don't know if it should have been thrown away. I think peppery salt.
What about a funnel? We could have funneled it back into your salt.
You could have sold it to Subway. They have
people that died in the salt mines mining that for us.
Oh.
Were they the salt mines of Kessel?
Spice mines of Kessel. Ooh, nice whisking of the marinade.
So anyways, we're creating a barbecue sauce here. But we're doing it with more thematic...
But can you call it a barbecue dish if you're not making it on the barbecue?
Absolutely.
Okay. Isn't that a technicality? Like, you're making a barbecue meal, but not on a barbecue?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it depends what the purpose of the barbecuing is to accomplish, right? Like, you can smoke food, you can slow cook, you can sear, you can... Right? Like, in this case, all we want to do is sear it, so I can... throw my oven up and sear the friggin' outside, and it's gonna taste just as good as if it came out of a barbecue. In fact, it might taste better because it's gonna be a more even sear.
How it goes barbecue, innit?
It kind of is, yeah.
Doesn't matter where it is.
No, but it's the same with steaks. Like, some of the best steaks in the world never hit a grill.
Hmm, that's fascinating, actually.
Have you had many of these steaks?
Oh no, the marinade's in the sink. Did we save it?
The marinade's gone.
We saved it, right?
It's totally safe.
Okay. Now here's the question, why not do that not there? Because you're in the most...
Can you grab me some paper towel, John?
Ah, so it didn't spill, but it did.
Well, it's on the rim, clearly.
Oh, okay. But can we put that where it's not in the most precarious spot in your kitchen?
I feel like it should stay there, leaning precariously towards the floor until John gets here.
Okay.
I think... everything he does should be precarious because it makes for better listening.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, the knife being flung across the kitchen is good.
Where else do sound effects come from?
We don't even need to make them. They're all included.
Ah!
Oh my goodness.
We used to need sound effects, but then we realized there was no need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the new smoke alarm goes off here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, where is it?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It is. It's fucking everywhere.
Oh, shit. Really?
You got to run upstairs and downstairs and this floor and just
Oh, I can't wait for that.
This will be good.
No, it doesn't happen now.
It's, your
smoke detectors don't work.
I explained to John that not everything has to be cooked on maximum.
Don't do it.
And now he doesn't do it.
So, I just want to be clear. This is a no smoke alarm guarantee from Chef Pogo.
Absolutely not.
We're
going to be cooking the pork at the temperature where it's like, yeah, we're going to get the alarm.
Okay.
Commonly known as fucking hot.
There's no way around it. But anyways,
it swings around like a kind of a top.
Mm-hmm. I've worked on a lot.
I'm very happy we didn't lose that marinade, though. There's a lot of work that went into it.
I don't know how that happened.
What else? My fucking 5-spice. There it is.
I think you already put it in there, bud.
No, I didn't.
Really?
Sure?
I just opened it.
Oh, okay. In Chef Pogo we trust.
I'm pretty confident he's doubling up.
I think
I'm not.
Does this make it a 10 spice?
I need this.
Okay.
10 spice.
Okay.
Because you can smell it, right? Can you smell that?
Yeah.
I can smell Guinness. I got it all
so 5 spice is like cloves and ginger and very aromatic.
Well, there. Oh, now you
found it. Bring it over here, Pogo. Let's sniff the hosts. Ooh. Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that smells good.
It smells amazing.
When did you get kosher salt?
When I met my Hasidic friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is the salt shaker filled with shit table salt still?
It's not. I already dumped it.
Twice. We're throwing salt everywhere, man.
Yeah, dude. Let's not get into the salt conversation just now.
There's some delicious
peppery
salt.
No, but when did you get
salt?
The kosher salt?
I don't know, like last week, the week before.
Why didn't you switch it over? I've been using shit salt for a week.
No, I did switch it over when I got it. Twice. I dumped the iodine crap.
You've been using that German salt, right? Terrible.
Hurry up, so I can get my fucking other restaurant
all right,
stuff done.
So, we've added the seasoning. We are going to add just a little bit of spice through the way of chili flakes here.
Okay.
Just a little.
Generous.
So, are you cutting the pork shoulder, folks, in the end?
I have already cut the pork. I even offered for you to take a picture of it.
Oh!
Yeah, I can do that.
I missed all that.
And I said, it's nothing specifically even.
Can you cut mine into dinosaur shapes?
So now I need to add honey. A taste of honey.
The honey goes in the pork marinade as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of honey is that?
Fresh.
Cool.
Fresh.
Is it from bees?
Well, not fresh anymore. Yeah, it's bee honey.
Save some for me, I need some of that.
Is there a lot of honey in Chinese cooking, Sous Chef Johnny?
I don't know.
This
I've
meal
never
appears.
Used it, but my chicken needs it.
Okay.
Nice.
The answer is yes. There is a lot of honey or substances that are very close to honey, like maple syrups. Right.
Maple there's syrups?
There's a Japanese maple. It's quite pretty.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
It was just Chinese food, though.
Am I just talking about part of the world?
Part of the world.
You're over there.
We're getting international.
If you
Chef
orient Boba. Yourself a bit further east.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
But imagine something like this on a stove in the early 90s, late 80s.
Okay, so what Pogo is pointing to right now is the handle to the oven. I don't understand.
I was at a party.
Yeah.
And I was leaning on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it broke.
Because it was just screwed on, right?
Yeah, it was just screwed on. And apparently I was heavy
Yeah.
when I was
Well, we, you and me are bigger lads.
After
you
know, having like 20 ounces of vodka.
We're big lads, right? We're not fucking fairies.
Probably. No, I know. And this was, someone had died in the family and my sister said, drink for me. And I maybe took it for to heart. And then my buddy that was supposed to be splitting the booze with me showed up late. So I was like, I don't know, I guess I should just drink it all. Which totally sounds like me, right?
Yeah. I'd probably do the same.
But anyways, I ended up fucked, hanging off this thing, and broke. I got super embarrassed, ran into their dining room, fell into this thing that was like a porcelain pot on the floor that had like potpourri-like things sticking out of it, and I got covered in potpourri. Because I was wearing a sweater because it was winter and it was a wool sweater.
And right, I just and got it was Ottawa, so it was cold as fuck.
Potpourri. And then I made my way around to the garage, chain smoked a few cigarettes, made it to the bathroom that was across the aisle from the garage, and passed out around the toilet with a bunch of potpourri swimming down the drain of the toilet, and someone came in and snapped a shot of it, and I was like, that's an awesome photo. There's holes in this dinner.
Holes. Okay, let's hear about this. What do we need to do? There's marinating going on.
The beef is just sitting here.
Who's in charge of the beef?
Me?
Sous chef Johnny.
Oh, I got beef and chicken.
Back into the kitchen he goes. Okay, so the beef is for just the broccoli.
Yes, for the beef and broccoli.
Okay. Is that a Sex and the City dish? Was there an episode about beef and broccoli?
Huh?
Yes, I think the one lady orders it all the time.
Yeah.
John is done with marinating this beef. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get on to the vegetables. That means a complete wipe down, obviously. And then we're gonna get cracking on the veg. And it's just gonna be a bunch of bowls filled with a bunch of different vegetables.
Perfect.
All chopped up and perfect and ready to dump in when I need them to be dumped.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
And I say dumped, but you know, you could imagine something sexier if you want.
What's up, Sous Chef Johnny?
I think that's enough, eh? Like, how big, how many dishes we're making?
I think
five
you should
dishes?
Have the rest of it, unless you want me to make jerky.
May I ask a silly question? I know this is not one the Smiths are usually up for, but when I order Chinese food, always I'm looking forward to the leftovers. Always. The leftovers the next day are the best.
Yeah.
Is this not worth making leftovers you'll eat tomorrow?
We will not eat leftovers.
Why not?
Okay.
Because we just eat it all, and if there's anything left, it's because we didn't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm. So you won't eat it again?
No, but like I don't.
Well, why would I if I didn't want to eat it the first time around?
Matt's dead set against eating the same meal twice. In fact, he refuses to eat something from the same category twice.
Oh.
We had chili one day, and I said, oh, I'm going to make tacos today. And he's like, no, they're too much similar.
So it's constantly around the world.
It's like,
you're
constantly
going around
the
world.
State to state.
I mean, I wish I had that kind of...
If we're going state to state, can I start somewhere in Europe?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing,
I want
isn't
good
it?
Food. Yeah.
It's like Phileas Fogg in the kitchen.
It's... I don't know.
Around the world, 80 meals.
Oh.
Jesus H. My family be lucky on a Monday if they get egg and chips, and on Tuesday, sausage and chips. And on a Wednesday, if there's any chips left, we'll have egg chips and beans. But you're travelling the fucking world all the time. What the fuck?
Good for you.
That's why you don't have kids.
Ah.
Not having kids gives us a lot of money to spend on food nefariously. Mm-hmm.
And the time, to be honest.
And the time to put into it as well, for sure. Beef Wellington with kids. Are you fucking kidding me? No, I would never do it. And I would have an entirely different series that was based on cooking food quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Which, obviously, we can do. And granted, I could be doing all of this
It could all be cooking by now.
Oh wait, okay, hold on.
Talking.
Hold on. There was a Facebook message. Talk amongst yourselves. Give me a second. There was a message almost exactly this subject. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Okay, from a mom. Her name is Taya. She says, "Hey, Chef Pogo, what would you cook for a kid?" Oh, I guess she's thinking like, have you ever cooked for a child?
Yeah, good question.
I have cooked for children. Although, if you want to go to the way I was brought up, mm-hmm. it was like, here's this nice food to eat if you don't want to go fuck yourself.
Ah, okay. So what have you cooked for children then?
What I've cooked for children, I mean, all sorts of things. What do you mean? Like, in my career cooking food for people?
Sure.
Do you mean just cooking food at home?
Have you ever cooked a meal for a kid and the kid's gone, that's delicious, thanks very much, here's a little bit of extra tip?
I mean, that's what you tell me they say.
That's true. Whenever you've cooked for my kid, she loves it. So like, okay, like what you've made for my kid.
I got nothing to go on it. I don't have a kid that said thank you daddy. That was the most awesome sustenance ever.
Okay, well, in my world, the things that Chef Pogo has made for my kid is like burgers, mac and cheese, stuff like that.
Ketchup.
And did your kid say, that was the most awesome sustenance ever, thank you?
With her eyes, yes. I think she was happy with her eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's a common thing in schoolyards is sustenance. What's for sustenance today? Oh, well, I can't wait to look at the sustenance menu at lunchtime. I love sustenance.
Who wants to play soccer during sustenance break?
Nice.
Who wants to play soccer during sustenance break? Fantastic, Johnny. Yes, I remember saying that myself.
Okay. Anyways, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I will keep on talking.
No.
Sustenance.
Okay, so Johnny, you're hard at work at something. What is that about now? That's the steak marinade?
No.
This is
the batter for the General Chow chicken.
Oh, okay. You're on the batter for the General Chow chicken. Now, what does that consist of?
Eggs and corn starch.
Eggs and corn starch.
Corn starch instead of flour, because corn starch gives that extra crunch.
Oh. I'm not sure if I've ever actually cooked with corn starch, to be honest.
If you've ever had shake and bake, you have.
I don't think I've ever made shake and bake.
The other things that they use to make things crispy are baking soda.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm really don't like the flavor of baking soda. I've never done it.
Mm-hmm. There's one in my freezer. I don't know
I
what
find
it does.
The things that I want to get crispy. I seem to be always able to get them crispy enough on my own with my tools that I have. So, but those tools are an oven, a stovetop, and a convection oven.
Mm-hmm.
And the two-in-ones. Just as good as the separate ones.
Okay, good to
right?
know.
Right, like
yeah.
That's when you have the cunty. And the good thing about the having the two in one is that it is two in one,
mm-hmm.
and it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Right, whereas you can buy them separately, where it's like, oh, the top one is a convection oven and the bottom one's the oven.
Is that the voice they
like,
use?
You just end up getting a tiny oven and a tiny convection oven as well.
Ridiculous question.
Like,
hold on.
I don't get
hold
that.
On. One question. So nothing currently needs the oven or the stove. This is all just prep.
Yeah. So right. So
what about
now
these other things to cut up? I see a lot of stuff that's not cut
so
up.
So now it's amazing chopping hour.
Ah.
This is
hang
where
on.
I pay rent.
Hang on. Chopping hour. We're an hour and a half in, so there's another hour. So. 2.5 hours.
Can you stop chopping everything yet?
Just a chop?
Yes, I can.
No, I have to make this, and I have to make the sauce for the General Chow chicken still.
Do we not have enough space
to
do multiple things?
Vegetables.
You're going to be standing right behind me.
Yeah, you don't need to do it right now.
Yeah, I do. I need to get this prepared, because I want to pre-cooking a chicken. Remember? We need to get this ready.
A well-oiled machine.
Until 12 o'clock at night, because John says so.
Well, we're used to that, I guess.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually doing something instead of standing on
talking. Ooh, he's got you.
Yeah, he's
pulling out the dirt, and it may be under my feet.
But could you
but
not chop
Emma,
while he
who's
does?
The better host?
Huh?
I think Mark's the better host.
I try.
Oh, all right. Outside with you. Come on.
Now, let's have no smashing of meals tonight, because once in a while...
Smashing?
Well, we had the Beef Wellington issue a few weeks ago.
Oh, glass.
Or a while ago.
Yeah. Beef Wellington issue a few...
No, that was glass.
There was an entire wine glass smashed into a meal, so before we start playing with fisticuffs, let's keep it chill.
Let's keep it PG.
Oh, Jesus. Really, we're going back that far, eh?
Okay, so Johnny is now preparing... What?
His ego.
His ego. Johnny, what are you preparing over there, my friend?
I'm doing the batter for the chicken, General Chow chicken.
The batter for the General Chow chicken, okay.
Sometimes it falls on the floor.
I did see a little blob on the floor there. Might have gotten on your foot, but I think you're okay. So this is all still prep work. How long is the cooking part going to take?
This is what I'm saying, right? Like, John's like, oh, invite so-and-so, invite so-and-so. There's no prep at all. I'm like, it's nothing but prep. It's prep for X meals at once.
But the prep is what we're here for.
Yes, yes. This is the challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but if
what do I prep first?
But if there was no prep, we'd have no show. The prep is half the
shut
fun.
Your mouth, you. I'm explaining it.
You explain, I'm going to pee.
Go ahead, you have the floor.
The question with any meal like this is, what do you prep first? So in our case, of course, we've gone with marinating the meat. We're doing this under a limited time. I would ideally suggest marinating something overnight and using it the next day. Depending on the marinade, obviously, you may want to marinate longer. But we're doing it short, so we're not marinating as long. And that's going to save us some time, but obviously we still need to marinate those meats. So stay tuned and go fuck yourself. If you ever want to know how it all began, shit like that. Oh, I didn't know I left my sperm here. Oh, you're pregnant. Human species lives on.
What?
I don't know. That was amazing.